All right, welcome back for the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone. Always love it. You guys get in touch with the show. 402-951-1620. You can email Connor at 1620 The Zone in the Equitable Bank inbox. As Tim did. No, Thomas. Excuse me. He writes about the stripper pole on the limo. Only Vegas and Florida. How dare you not give the Florida of the West its due? I'm talking about Arizona.
That is a big omission on our part.
Yeah. Definitely. Now, to be fair, there are many areas of the country. There's probably an area, you know, specifically in your state or in your city where you feel like, hey, you know what? If there is a place, I could see it there. So, yes, but I could see Arizona for sure.
Yeah, there's some things that are legal there.
Mm-hmm. Some shenanigans going on. But yes, a fair point from Thomas. Hey, how about this? All the talk over the last couple days about Mickey Joseph being in Omaha, and he has been there. He's been in some Omaha area schools, some Lincoln schools as well. He is getting out, meeting the people, connecting with lots of folks. And saying, hey, guess what? to paraphrase. Okay, good to meet you. I'm Mickey Joseph. I coach Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson. Okay, see ya.
What do you mean you want more?
Yeah. So a little bit of that going on right now, which is good. Good news. We talk about the freshness of that and what that's meant, what that will mean and can mean to Nebraska football. Going forward, not necessarily it, you know, winning you games or anything like that, but just having the fresh feeling in the room. That's definitely a good thing. But how about this? Barrett Rood still making the rounds. Barrett Rood was, of course, the area recruiter. The Lincoln and Omaha recruiter has been the Lincoln and Omaha recruiter since Scott Frost and his staff got here. Haven't heard much of the name recently in area schools. A lot of Mickey Joseph, though, and I think that's probably sparked some, not probably, it's definitely sparked some question over the last couple of days. Okay, well, first of all, what went wrong there? What's the difference? Why does Mickey Joseph seem to be getting such a good response and things kind of have been stale with Barrett? And to answer that one, by the way, maybe it's just that, guys. And I say this all the time, and it can't be the reason for everything, and there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. But the time is super important. You get a fresh face, a fresh voice in, who's done some things, been some places, obviously has a passion for Nebraska like Barrett Rood does. But it's just fresh. And maybe sometimes that's all you need. Saw the quote that Bellevue West coach Mike Huffman gave to Sam McEwen the other day in the World Herald. Hey, you know, if Mickey Joseph's around and recruiting for Nebraska, maybe a couple of those Bellevue West guys, Caden Helms and Mike O'Reilly, aren't headed off to the SEC and the almost SEC. Big 12. Maybe. And actually, he didn't say maybe, by the way. That's the newness, the freshness, and the ability to kind of connect, and the attitude and the effort and all that stuff that goes into it. And it's just good to refresh that over time. But as you could see, Barrett Rood's still out here too. There's still a role. The coaching staff and Scott Frost in particular, what his job is, or part of his job is to figure out who would do best in what situation and where, right? It can't be just what do all the kids want, because maybe Mickey Joseph isn't the right fit for, you know, kid B. Maybe that kid's a little bit quiet, and doesn't necessarily, you know, watch the NFL, care about what's going on with, maybe he's an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman or a linebacker or something like that, right? Barrett's a little bit more quiet, reserved. That's okay. There's a spot for that. This doesn't mean Barrett can't recruit. This means Barrett Rood goes about it in a little bit of a different way. And I think what Nebraska and Scott Frost decided that Omaha needed in particular was a fresh face and a fresh voice and those guys wanting to be recruited, right? Without the expectation of, well, you're going to end up here because you're in the state. You're in Nebraska. Like Justin tweets at us right now at Happer Show, and you can do the same on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Can't have a Lincoln boy recruiting Omaha. That's apples to oranges. Way different cities, two way different cities. Root can connect with Omaha kids because he doesn't understand them. I don't know if that's completely true. I understand the point though. Right? The thing that had become clear just in talking to people over the last couple years here is that those guys wanted to be recruited, or that there was a certain inevitability to them eventually coming to Nebraska. And the kids don't want to hear that, right? If there's one thing now, kids don't want to be told what to do before they even know what to do. So I'm going to make up my own mind. I'm going to be independent on all this stuff. It shouldn't be, and this is definitely a thing, even when I was in high school, you know, 12 to 15 years ago. Like, that creates resentment. That creates a little bit of resentment. Like, oh, Nebraska thinks they could just walk in here and grab, what, you know, what has Nebraska done, right?
You think I'm a definite yes? No way.
Right.
You got to earn me.
So there's a little bit of that factored into it as well. But ultimately, it just comes down to different people and making different connections, and that's okay. There's a spot there where you could take advantage of everybody's strengths and what everybody does well. But, so, you know, North Football tweeted out today that Barrett Rood was. He's still going to be out there, guys. I don't know how you divvy it up. As long as the message is consistent, great. Is it being delivered in a different way? Maybe. But the message is consistent? Yeah. That sounds like a thing that can work. By the way, I like the idea of everybody recruiting in Omaha and Lincoln a little bit, recruiting in the state of Nebraska a little bit. It shows that it's really important to them. I don't know that that's been outwardly presented over the last couple of years, right? So it means something. Well, let's take a phone call here. We got Joe on the line. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
What's up, my friend?
What's going on?
Talk a little bit about recruiting. I agree with some of what you're saying. And, you know, Omaha's kind of upped their game as far as having good top-level recruits. They went a spell where they didn't have near as much as what they do now. But back to Nebraska, I think they need to do with some other – and they did it a little bit by paying some of these assistants a little more. But you got to kind of up your game – you got to get, you might have to pay top-notch money for a recruiting coordinator, and I use some air quotes there, and because a good leader has to delegate responsibilities, and Scott Frost has to have an overall sort of message that's like the uniform message, you know, yeah. Competition, we want to win football games. But you do have to find, you know, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. You have to find the right guy that recruits not only the right player, but the right demographic, the right location. And sometimes that changes. Like, and I think you were kind of alluding to this. Barrett Reed might be good at parts of Nebraska, but might not be good in all of Omaha schools. He might be really good at some Omaha schools, but might not be good at Bellevue West.
Absolutely.
And so I think I think Nebraska also needs to really sort of up their game as far as, you know, you might have to pay a little bit more money to get, you know, quote unquote analysts or recruiting coordinators. I mean, you want to play with the big boys, you got to sort of pay, you got to spend some big boy money. And we do that. Don't get me wrong. We do that. But it's also one of these reasons that I've been a strong advocate for, you got to get new facilities, because if you want to compete with these other people, Northwestern has new facilities. We're not at the top of the Big Ten anymore. And I don't know if I expect us to be at the top, but we need to be near the top.
And
I get that we're building those and it's moving that way, but it's just one example of, you know, if you're kind of late to the ball game, you're going to miss out a little bit. And we were a little late to the ball game on going there. We were a little late to the ball game on paying some of our assistants, you know, a little better money. And these other programs, they're paying their really good assistants top-notch money. But that's what I got.
Joe, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. I mean, the facilities thing is always really interesting to me, because – We often talk about it and how it's going to be this kind of recruiting separator, an edge. I don't think that's the case. I don't think that Nebraska's facilities will particularly provide them an edge, at least not for a long period of time that they could really, really lean on. What facilities do is you keep up with the Joneses, right? You can't have a bad facility. It's a lot in the same that we're talking about the margin for error yesterday and all that stuff. You can't have any glaring weaknesses. And of course, when you get to do this, you know, projects like these every 15 or 20 years, you want to make it as good as it possibly can so it can stand the test of time. And then you build another building in 20 years when that one's, you know, you find a new space to build another building in 20 years, or you renovate that building again, right? But you're keeping up with the Joneses as far as the facilities are concerned. And the fact of the matter is, it's harder now to do that. Everyone's got them. I mean, one of the biggest differences, just as a side note here, a side tangent, one of the biggest differences between the landscape now and the landscape when Nebraska was dominating it in the 90s is that everybody's trying now. Everybody has money because of the TV deals, and everybody invests that back into their program, whether it's paying for coaches, whether it's building new facilities. They have the ability to do it. Purdue was a walkover when Nebraska joined the conference. They now pay their coach, I think, $6 million a year. And they won 9 games this past year, right? That's not a walkover anymore. Or you think about when Nebraska's in the Big 12, it's Iowa State. They're a walkover. They don't have to worry about competing with now. The consistency of competition at every level is just so high. That's why it's so difficult to find an edge. It makes it more important that you don't have deficiencies. So you can't let that be a deficiency for you. As far as investing in the recruiting game, it's specific, right? So I think about it in terms of, you know, what kind of players do you want in the areas that you're going into. And Nebraska, knowing what's coming up in the next 1, 2, 3, 4 classes, we just talked about this a lot yesterday with Sauter and Schaefer as well, what's coming up in these next four classes of kids from the metro and in the state of Nebraska? A lot. A lot of kids that can play at the Power 5 level. And maybe you don't get all of them, but you need to be in the conversation. Nebraska can't go another class and not even be in the top 10 for a Hunter Salas or a Caden Helms or a Mike O'Reilly, right? So this is Nebraska's way of showing that they are investing, putting multiple people in the city, talking to high school coaches, and not just, you know, getting in the schools and talking to everyone, right? Building those relationships. That's the best currency you have in recruiting, rather than we're going to, you know, spend money to take flights and do this. And yes, Nebraska needs to develop it. And I think that's where their kind of heads have been for the last, you know, year or two here. And maybe it led to the class that we saw this year. But their recruiting operation is big. It's hardworking. It's organized, you know. As far as I view it, Nebraska does not have a hole in their recruiting operation. You know, like the deficiencies we were talking about earlier. They don't. I think they needed a new, fresh voice, especially as it pertains to kids in the state. And I think they got one. So you build off that momentum and go from there. And sometimes that's all it takes. Sometimes. You'd like to see them be able to build off of momentum a little bit better, just generally as a program, because it always feels like once they do have a little bit, it immediately comes crashing to the ground. But one step at a time. Want to hear from you guys on the show as always here. 402-951-1620. Comment on that, on the recruiting thing there. Anything you got? Connor at 1620thezone.com. You can email on the Equitable Bank inbox. We'll come back here. We'll do NFL reaction, overreaction, a couple big picture thoughts from the NFL over the weekend. Takes that you may have heard on the shows. We'll tell you if their reactions are overreactions. We'll do that next on 1620 The Zone.